Estás bajo cobro, entonces. Call them in, mother. Little festo. I'll be very blunt, short and blunt. Right now, in Yeshiva, there's a bacher who's fighting for sight. That means it's questionable. We'll know in a few days, will he be able to see clearly or will he lose a use of an eye? And things like this occur because it's always an accident. I've never yet read, suicide bombings, and never yet read about a crash that was on purpose. You know, they always call it an accident report. The assumption is it's an accident. But an accident doesn't take away from negligence. It can be 100% accident and 100% negligence. And Gemara says, that Adam is a Mu'ad La'ilam. A person, in dealing in halacha, we always consider him a Mu'ad. A Mu'ad means really more than negligence, intentional. But it means negligent, responsible. Why is that? Because there's a mitzvah say d'oraisa in the Torah of taking precautions. Pasuk in Dvarim Veschanan, Rak Hishom Elecha Ushmor Nafshecha, watch your life, guard your life, Me'oid. That means you have to be extremely careful, Me'oid. Extremely safe, responsible, careful, meticulous about life. Second pasuk, also Veschanan. Uneshmartim me'oid l'nafshoseichem. Concerning life, it always uses the word me'oid. You have to be meticulous, extremely careful concerning life. And you have Lushanis of Gemara, Chamir Sakanta Miyisura, in a certain sense, the laws of Sakana are more stringent than the laws of Issur Heter. You can have Shmiris Shabbos, which is the ice, which is the sign if a person is really Jewish or not. A goy shoshavas is chayav miso, but a person's mechuyev, a Jew, to be shomer Shabbos, it's really a sign if he's part of the religion or not part of the religion. And what happens? But for pikuach nefesh, the chay behem, it's zoyche even Shabbos. I think it's about time. The difference between a katan and a gadol, a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old, is das. Thank you for coming. I wish you would come a little earlier on time, as I asked you before. The difference is das, intelligence. Intelligence means the ability to see the future. Eizeh ha-chacham ha-royes ha-nelech. Intelligence means the concept of ramification. That every action that you will do in life has a ramification. Has a ramification for now, for tomorrow to tomorrow, and in reality it has a ramification in Olam Haba, La'acha Misa, after death. Either Gan Eden, Gehenim, Yetchius HaMeisim, Natchius HaMeisim, but it has a long-term ramification. You know, a child at 12 years old can't comprehend that. And therefore he's putter from mitzvahs and putter from Unshim. But a child of 13 and above can and must. And if a person has a BB gun in his possession, so he has something which is not allowed. He is negligent. I don't care if he uses it, I don't care if he don't use it. I don't care if it's on safety, not on safety. I don't care if it's loaded, not loaded. The Gemara talks about in Ksuvis that you can't even keep a star puzzle in your possession. And it brings a puzzle to love. Because an avla, something wrong can happen from it. And people play with these things, young adults, over 13 playing with it. That's negligence. It is not different than the guy who play with it. And things occur. And something occurred. And the same thing goes for some people's driving habits, both here and New York, wherever. Just a little too fast. I'm very impressed that you could drive quickly. Okay. So we all know you could drive quickly 60 miles, on the highways 90 miles. You can do it, all right. Everyone can do it, I think. But one thing I know you can't do is that at 70 miles, to make a quick, short stop in a highway and guarantee you will not crash. I know you can't do that. You know you can't do that. You can't guarantee it. It's surely not in the Shmartim or other Daf Shoseicha. There are reasons why there are laws. For the safety of people. And the Adam is Mu'ud Lailah. You gotta be crazy, you gotta be stupid. Especially in this neighborhood. To not stop at full stop and make those quick turns. What are you waiting for? We had one tragic accident in Yeshiva. Are we waiting for a second? You should feel good about one thing. Every time you're going and you stop by a stop sign, think about it like this. You have a Kaima Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. You put on tefillah Mr. Maui in the morning, you have a Kaima Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. You put on tefillah in the morning. You daven, you put on tzitzis, you have a Kaima Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. I'm telling you right now that if because of the Shmarta Mordo Nafshe Seichem, or Raki Shavu L'chosh Mordo Nafshe Chama'oid, you decide you're stopping by a stop sign. Not because of the laws of America. Because that's the reason you're stopping by a stop sign. And that's why you're not going six, more than the speed limit, wherever it is. And that's why you're being very careful. I think it's a key to say the right stuff. So who's the cooler person? Who's the better person? You'll find out later on in life anyway. People who have self-control are much stronger than those who don't. To withhold yourself and to go within a limit is self-control. It's much easier to go 80 miles an hour on a highway than it is to go 65. Much easier. But self-control is u'nishmartim ma'od u'nashor seichem. And it's incumbent upon every Jew, every human being, of Adam u'ud l'olam. Now I have a theory, I know I'm right, maybe one day if the United States of America was smart, I think this is worth putting money into this study. I'm convinced I'm right. My theory is as follows, that most criminals, most people who break laws, most people, safety laws also, most people who are negligent smoke cigarettes. How do you like that for study? Think about it. Now, we're not saying anything good or bad. Good personalities, great people, nice people, this people, everything. But people, most people, will be really negligent in a car accident, will not care about other lives, guns, or criminals. Or drunk driving, I bet you they smoke. And to me it's a simple thing. It's logical. Because a person who smokes is negligent with his own life. He doesn't hear the concept called ramification. Well, I know it's gonna eventually hit me, hurt me. or hurt others, or affect me in some way or another. He closes his eyes to that when it comes to himself. If he closes his eyes when it comes to himself, he surely closes his eyes when it comes to others. That's why, by the way, you can call in a group of boys and say, you know, promise me, guarantee me, even though you smoke, you won't smoke in a room, in a dorm with other people. Or even though you smoke, you'll put away your cigarettes afterwards. Sure, of course, 100%. You know, they can swear on a Tanakh. Yeah, the whole thing, 100%. First day. Second day. Third day, right? Yeah, all right, it's cold out. It's cold out. Why should I go out to smoke my cigarette and put on my coat? Because it's cold out. Yeah. Let everyone else in my dorm go outside. Well, I want one now. Why should I get dressed? I want one in bed. I want one drinking a soda. I want one reading. I want one. Why should I have to get up, find an ashtray or garbage can? Why can't I just put it on the floor? By the way, in the Waterbury newspapers, over the last week and a half to 2 weeks, every day there's been a fire in a house that has to burn down in the greater Waterbury area. And many of it was because of cigarette smoking. It's negligence. No, it won't happen to me. I don't know. I'm sure the person who put down the cigarette next to the bed or fell asleep or put it down wherever it was said it's not happening to me either. It's an accident. Nobody does it on purpose. Nobody does it on purpose. It's called negligence. You just don't care about life. If you don't care about your life, you don't care about other lives. Maybe one day the federal government will do such a study, and it'll prove me right. There's a mitzvah shmartim al nafsho seichem. There's a reason to stop smoking for those people who smoke still. And if you're smoking because you have issues, it's a nice way of saying problems. If you're smoking because you have issues, so maybe deal with the issues. You have enough rebellion, there are enough professionals in this world. Why don't you deal with the issue finally? It's cheaper in the long run than the smoking anyway. Deal with the issue. You might even be happy in life. You might even be successful in life. You might even get to live life. So back to 3 points so far. There's all this type of paraphernalia, which is dangerous. It's out of the dorms, it should be out of your house. If you have a friend that has one and didn't get rid of it, you can get rid of it for him or say to somebody who can't get rid of it for him. You're not doing any mitzvah. There's no chesed in hiding it. Because then you're just as negligent and just as responsible as he is. Same thing with driving, smoking, and then of course drinking, especially Purim time. Yeah. The Gemara calls Purim, the Gemara describes Purim. The Gemara describes, should you say halal or not halal on Purim? The Gemara makes a kal v'chomer on Purim. Of course you say halal. Because if you say me avdus l'cheres, from slavery to freedom, so mimisa l'chayim lo kosher kein. Come and try to destroy the lives, the bodies. L'hashmul ha'arug l'abir is called Yehudim. And we're saved from life to death, from death to life rather. Of course you say halal. In the last 7 years, what am I talking about? The last 12, 15 years of my life, I don't remember a Purim that there wasn't a boy in a yeshiva in the metropolitan area, or boys in the metropolitan area that didn't die. Say it straight out. In Muncie, in Brooklyn, in Lakewood, wherever it might be. It always an accident. It's always an accident with a different purpose. Or people that, because of drinking, got very ill. And also, I know one because of drinking. Or people had to get the stomachs pumped. This year, I heard, I don't know if it's true, but they're so right. The doctors in Maimonides decided to put a catheter for anybody that has to be comes in to get his stomachs pumped for drinking. Trust me, they'll never drink again the rest of their lives. Yeah, it should be painful. There should be a ramification. There should be a punishment. Instead of Vicodins, they're going to give them catheters. That's what it should be. And a little life, a little lesson of life. But there hasn't been, unfortunately. And I'm going to tell you something. People make a mistake. Just hear me well when it comes to this. Legally, Mr. Shiloh, legally, a person of your size, if you have one can of beer, you're not allowed to drive. Why? Because a little bit of your sense, the little sense that you have, the little bit of that sense is gone. You don't have full control. That's negligence. You need full control. You have just a little less. That little less can make a mistake. Now, what's he going to say? And this is where they should really explain this part. He's going to drink and says, what are you talking about? I have good judgment. I know I can drive. I have good judgment. Yeah, you're right. You have good judgment under the influence of alcohol. That's not called good judgment. Even your judgment, if you can, if you can't, is off. It's not just your judgment in the car is off. That's not the issue. The judgment, if you can drive and you can't drive, is off. The minute you have a friend that tells you you can't, you don't. Why is it that all the time you tell your friends don't, but you do yourselves? It's a good question. But the minute you're dealing with mimisa lachayim, you're dealing with neshmat and nafshas seichem, it's an antithesis of Purim to put yourself into a sakana. That's Haman. Haman put the Jews in a sakanas haguf. The Jews want l'chaim. So they drink l'chaim, and they stay placed. They don't go from place to place. So l'chaim, good, that's it. And they rejoice. Going here, going there, going everywhere, that's not the way it is. And it's all year long also. I don't care if it's a Friday night, a Thursday night, a Motzei Shabbos, a Shabbos. I wish Shabbos we came ahead to. And the Shmartim Ma'od L'Nafsha Seichem. V'akisham L'choshma Nafshecha Ma'od. For B'nai Torah who are learning, Torah Yom V'Layla, you got to be a little more careful about this. You know, I know it's not going to be 4 out of 4. I know it's going to be 3 out of 4. I know the drinking will stop. I know the little toys that people have will stop. I know the driving, people will take more control. I hope. Unfortunately, I'm not convinced people will stop smoking. Because it takes character. It takes a lot of character. And unfortunately, you know, many boys, the world is lacking character. Yeah, you all know how to demand and make demands on other people. Very few people know how to make demands on themselves. You know your expectations. That when you go home for a Shabbos, so that your mother should have been in the kitchen for hours, standing on her feet, no matter what type of night she had the night before, making sure the kugel, the fish, the chicken, the meat, the soup, the dessert, challahs, everything's ready. Makes no difference how tired or what else she's done. That's her responsibility, very demanding. But to withhold from a cigarette, that character, to do something off for yourself, by yourself, that's lacking. That's the way it is. Let's go back. There's one more area that all three of these or four of these things lead to. And that's to your living quarters. And this is what I meant before. That people who smoke don't really care about other people's lives. And I'm not talking about secondhand smoke right now. I'm not thinking about throwing the cigarette on the floor and dirty on the floor or keeping it in a room and it's a kind of a fire. They actually take the battery out of a smoke detector. It's an unbelievable thing. There's a reason for a smoke detector. Because a smoke detector detects smoke quicker than a human being. And a human being who's sleeping, he'll detect the smoke, you know, in Gan Eden again, by the time he detects smoke. He doesn't detect the smoke when he's sleeping. By the time he detects it, it's too late. So they came up with detectors, and the laws, heat detectors, smoke detectors, of course, an extinguisher, a fire extinguisher should be there, just in case. It's beyond negligence for a person to touch a fire extinguisher or to touch a battery or anything of a fire or a smoke alarm, or to block a door. You know, I want my bed in this position, I'm more comfortable. I blocked another exit. Gotta be crazy. Just like this, think it. If you think I'm wrong, right now, you become upon yourself. If I'm wrong, you become upon yourself that when you buy a house, you will not take out fire insurance. When you have your asset of $500,000, if you're so sure that there'll never be a fire in your house, then why are you paying, or why are your parents paying $2,000 a year for fire insurance? Why? It's not going to happen. The answer is, it might happen. Enough to pay $2,000 a year? What's $2,000 a year? That's of a normal income, more than 2%. Of a very high income, it's 2%. It's a percent! And you take it out. And there's a good reason for it. So if your parents are taking out fire insurance And if you intend to take it out when you grow up, then I think you should have an alarm, a smoke detector, fire extinguisher, lock a door at night, a window. I imagine most people live in houses that have both fire alarms and the smoke detectors and burglar alarms. Why? The Jews care about life. I bet you, more religious Jewish people, percentage-wise, have burglar alarms and smoke alarms to a central station, or just loud ones connected, than a percentage amongst the world. It's not because we have better houses or wealthier people, because we're ingrained in the Shmartim Ma'ay, the Nashor Sechem. One of my best friends is the fire marshal here. Not that we like each other, but we see each other more than I see many of the boys here. We see each other once a week, once a month. And sometimes he feels, and he's probably right, that he cares about the safety of the boys more than the boys themselves care about their safety. And he'll take me for a ride and say, why is it that on that dorm, it was the Scott dorm, in the midst of the day, a door is open? For what reason? What does that mean to you? It means they don't care. Why is it driving by Pine, he sees a window open? I said, it's hot. He said, why don't you shut down the steam? And Baruch Hashem, he didn't use that anti-Semitic line called, oh, Jews have money to burn. Because that's usually the thought. You know? Burn steam, burn money, burn everything. Because we all have it to burn. Answer is, they don't care. If they don't care, there will be a ramification. Something will happen eventually. Today, tomorrow, next year, something will. I beg. We come towards the Purim time in terms of the drinking, the driving, the smoking, or other things. You know, how many times you heard firecrackers blind a person also, or hurt a person, or a door, somebody put a finger in a door, and wildness, the guy says, I'm closing the door fast, they close the door fast on the door, and a Rebbe in Chaim Lina lost a finger from a Talmud. On a Purim night, on a regular door, in the Beis Medrash, because of the wildness, not leviticus, not liveliness, it's death. It's wild, not lively. Big difference. How many times? If you want to hear a whole Purim, what Purim's about Chayim. The Misa L'Chayim Lo Kol Shekein. Haman's about Misa. The derech to win Haman, and to really have a real L'chaim, is you marked it on when the Shmartim Ma'od, the Nashor Sechem. Second Seder now.